And it is for you, mobile on Stateboard 1. It is for you, testing.
Terrafeet, SVS, monitoring.
WAPD.
Hey, Wally, how goes it? WAPD, Kate Peter, are you copy?
FTS.
KAPR.
KCKJ. KCKJO.
Hey, Tom, I heard you out there. If you're on this talk group still, okay, if you know.
Afternoon, Dave. You going to be at the Sunday brunch or breakfast or whatever it is?
I'm going to try and make it. We have a wedding the previous night, so depending on how that goes and how we feel when we wake up, I'll probably go. Yeah. So how is the baby, I call it the baby Motorola. How's that little baby Motorola doing?
I like it. I use it, I got it hooked up to my FPSD hotspot. And works quite well. I had it on a cell modem, and I use it when I travel. I used it the other day. So that's a nice little radio. It really is. I don't have it hooked to my home hotspot yet. But, it does its open spot, I guess what you want to call it. My hotspot, my cell. But it works pretty good. Clarity is really nice on it.
Yeah, I know, like, Greg and a couple others got one, too. And I think Anthony must have found a stockpile in Dakota, cracked them all. It's kind of funny. But, I saw those. Those would work great for a hotspot. And if you're in front of your computer, you can use the your phone to see who's actually talking. Like, if you don't recognize the ID. I was curious how the battery life is. Can you get a whole day's worth of use out of it?
Yeah, so far I got a whole day's worth out of it. I had it on all day. And, she did pretty good.
Very good, very good. Yeah, I've been, Wally's is working on that DMR repeater, and I'm working on trying to set up a reflector that uses his talk group, and then you could go in with every different modes. So I know he's still working on it, so hopefully it'll like align when he's done finally tweaking it. And this, I want to put a proof of concept up to see how he likes it and all that.
Yeah, I think he was talking to you or talking about that, about you and him working together on and getting some other stuff done with it. It's going to be fun once it gets up there. I already got it in my open spot, so all I got to do is use the little 7550.
Yeah, that's what I was kind of telling folks. Don't go off and buy a dedicated VHF radio just yet, if you want to get on it. It's really easy with your existing radio. Just get your hotspot and program in the talk group, which is, I think, 315-049. And you can use your current Motorola radio or whatever your favorite UHF radio is. You don't have to go out and buy a VHF one.
Oh, 100%. I mean, I got a VHF, UHF, DMR, but my coworker's using it for his GMRS, so I still got to find him a decent GMRS mobile that he can put in his truck.
Yeah, and if anybody is, wants to get a VHF one, there's a couple options out there, there's, if you don't want to go the Motorola route, you can go with, like, the Anytone. The Anytone makes a little tiny guy, 168, and there's, like, clones of them, and they're, like, $100. It's an Anytone. It just doesn't have GPS or anything fancy in it, but it's still really good radio. And then you got the UV. The DM32 from Bofang, I'm sure the 878s are on the used market right now, and 890/Maverick if you really want to spend money. And that's what I'm talking to you on now, the Anytone 890. It's kind of my favorite go-to radio if I'm out and about.
Oh yeah, I mean, up by 380, and I like it. I still use it. I got the Recovis 3TS now. You know, RT3S or whatever it is. And, you know, I use that extensively too. I mean, right now I'm talking on the 1701, you know, going through my open spot. It's in the house.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that one, 1701. Yeah, I've got one of those. Yeah, I really like the 1701. And they actually, it doesn't have USB-C charging, but at least their charger has a USB-A, you know, so, like, you could plug it in. You just have to bring the charger with you. It's the only thing with that. But, yeah, I like that radio, too, OpenGD77 on it.
Oh, yeah, 100%. It's, you know, it's a nice little radio. I guess I got the DM32 in there. I got my 6550 Motorola. That one I use a lot more for traveling. Now, for the 7550, the SL7550, I was using it in Granite Blank and bought from Flint Repeater. But she did just fine. But I don't have it set up for IP connect, you know, roaming, but it does have that capability, I believe.
Yeah, and I mean, you know where, you know what, you've driven around enough now that you know what repeater is best in different locations, so now it's probably muscle memory. You just, I'm in here, I'll use Grand Blanc, I'm over here, I'll use Burnside, and you don't need the roaming stuff. The roaming stuff is cool, but it gets kind of, sometimes it, like, if you're in between, it, like, bounces between the two of them. It doesn't know which one to use. So it's only that, like, middle area when you're in between. So I've got roaming set up in my mine, and but I do manual roaming, where I will say roam once or click the button that says roam once, and it will just, at that moment, will pick what the best one is. And then I use that when I went to I was over on the west side in Grand Rapids, so it was bouncing between Grand Rapids and when I was up near Muskegon, it was going between Grand Haven and Muskegon, and I remember talking back to Wally, so it works really good. So, yeah, you just have to have the frequencies all programmed in your radio, whether you have roaming or not, and just know where it's at.
Oh, 100%. You know, like, within my van and my car, you know, I got the 5550 and the 4550. Those are set up with IP connect to roaming. And, but I still also have all the other channels in there, so it knows where to go. You know, they're both identical programs in this CPS. So it makes it easy. So when I'm driving, I bounce between Grand Rapids and Muskegon. And the only one that doesn't come up right now is Mile, because the tower is down right now. But I hit crank up, you know, I hit all the other ones just fine going up 75.
Yeah, I see that. Yeah, there's a big cluster of them there, right? Like Saginaw, Bay City, Frankenmuth. But yeah, that'd be cool when that Mile one is up, because that's where Eric's over there in Roscommon County. And if that one was up, then he could hit that, and he'd be able to just travel up I-75. All the way to his cottage. But, you know, fingers crossed it will come back one day.
Oh, absolutely. You know, going to travel up that way. If it's only for a short area that I lose it, and then I bounce into that one. But, yeah, I've hit Bay City, Midland, Frankenmuth, Flint. Petoskey's I've hit. And I think the other one's like Harrisburg or Harris or something like that up there. There's a couple up there. So you get a little bit sketchy over by the Mayo area, West Branch, but then it clears right up.
Yeah, I was impressed at how high the Burnside one is, because I was like, I was on that M53 stretch, and I suspect it was off to the side of the road. I don't know how people get there. It's like there must be a secret road or something, but. There were some pretty big towers over there. I'm assuming that's where they're at.
Yeah, you got me. I'd have to, you know, look here, you know, talk to, you know, Fred or Jeff, who in the world the sites are at. I know Mayo isn't too far off the freeway.
When I was looking at the dashboard and driving near the tower, it was like -63 dB. which you don't get that unless you're, like, in your house, right, with next to your hotspot. So I must have been pretty close to the tower. But that was cool. So, but, yeah, it's impressive. You know, I think when I first, like, heard the MI5, you know, all those stuff, like, just to see what the scope of this thing is and where all the sites are and everything, and must have taken a long time to set it all up.
Yeah, I know. It takes some effort. I mean, this one that Wally's putting up, man, it's... I think it's supposed to be changing out the duplexer either today or tomorrow. We'll see how that goes. He and I went over there a couple weeks ago after it was put in, and we had to take them down, resync them, put them back up, and that was a task and a half. Plus, he changed the coax from the radio to the duplexer. We have little, you know, these pull-in connector cables, and now we got some nice thick ones in there, and it should work. All I do now is just have everything aligned and have the stars aligned and the moon phase be just right, and I think we'll be good to go. KCKGO.
Yeah, I think the big challenge is VHF and how the frequency is only like, was that 600 kilohertz? 0.6 megahertz apart, so you're like really close, whereas in like UHF you're like 5 megahertz apart, so it's a lot harder to get those that isolation. So you can do tricks, like you can turn the power down, the output power of the repeater down, so it doesn't bleed over, but you know, and you got to balance that with the receive. So that's really where the issue is. Like, I think it's great transmit wise because I've been driving around testing it, and it's got about a 40, even in its broken state right now, or not optimal state, it's got about a 40 kilometer, maybe 36, 35 is where it's really, you know, if you've got a mobile radio, that's where it's going to hit, but you can hear the repeater a lot farther. So if you can get the receive and the transmit aligned to the same distance, that'd be great.
Yeah, I think that's Wally and Sean are working on right now. So we'll see how it goes. All right, sir. I'm back to my wonderful hard sale here. I stand me something to eat since it's my day off, and he's around this time and I haven't eaten yet. So I go take care of the sugar level. So I'll see 73 on your final, and I'll chat with you later. KFAKGO.
All right, chat with you later. KFAKGO.
KFAKGO.
I heard that part. What I didn't hear was ringing my bell.
Yeah, how you doing, Tom? I was talking with Wally. The breakfast this Sunday. I don't know, are you keeping in the attendance sheet? Or are you the one who needs to know who's coming?
That would be Tim, N-A-R-O. N-A-W-R-O. I think he has the list.
Oh, okay. I thought Wally said you did. But, all right. Tim, are you out there? All right. Well, if you hear him on, tell him his wife and my wife, Guthrie, is going to join on Sunday.
Not a problem. I'll let him know.
Yeah, I'll give a shout-out for him on B-25 also. Kicksley or Kate Pierre?
Sam and Rico, Casey Kidjo.
Good afternoon, K-E-A-W-W, Montreal. This is K-F-8-G-S-D. Godspeed, dudes. And it's Chris from Royal Oak, listening and monitoring.
Royal Oak Station, this is N6WY, November 6, Whiskey Yankee, N6WY.
N6WY, Kilo Foxtrot 8 off Sierra Delta, how's it going? I'm over here mobile and commuting for the next few minutes.
Okay, I think I got the call right. KFAGSD, this is N6WY. I'm located in Shelby Township using a whole old Andy call sheet. Doesn't have a directory in it. And name is Dave, Shelby Township. And repeater, that's TMR. I haven't programmed it in yet. I saw in the repeater, but it's overall the old repeater. Is it very active?
Well, hello, Dave from Shelby. I know there is a DMR Royal Oak repeater. I believe it might be simplex, but no, it is not very active. I tend to stay on the MI6 repeater because that's the one I know for sure is active pretty decently, too. Then I also know there's another MI5 Detroit DMR repeater. That one, last time I checked, did not transmit, but it did receive, so you can communicate one way through that one as of, what, 2 weeks ago? Back to you.
Okay. I haven't used the Detroit repeater for a while. It's in range of me as I'm going through the Mount Clemens repeater. And I was just curious, what other talk groups around here and about Raleigh Oak? But I think he answered my question. It's not very active at all. So I'm not sure if I want to add it or not. I may just do a manual program from the front panel and see what it's like, if I can raise anybody. It's been a while since I looked at it. I don't know the details of it. I don't even know if it's a duplex or simplex.
Roger that. I do believe it is simplex because I was looking at it with some friends, too. And it does seem to be on and off, I think. I know on repeater book it looks like it has a 5-mile range, at least the particular one I'm looking at. And it most likely is someone's hotspot that they use from time to time.
Okay, I'm not going to rush out and program a radio. Or not even bother with front panel programming. So I give a chance for a while. And now the MI5 system is what I monitor a lot. And I do a lot of listening mainly. So I'm going to get back to my computer work here and talk to you later. You're probably not designated.
No way. I know that.
Okay, Chris, 73s.
This is KF8FCR. Looking for a signal report if anybody can give me one. I'd appreciate it.
The station that's calling for a signal report, this is N6WY. Didn't get the call because another radio came out and drowned you out. Your name is Dave, D-A-V-E, and your audio sounds about right. That just sounds very close to the one I just heard, and it's clear. Not loud, not distorted.
Thank you very much, Sir Dave. This is, this is KF8FCR. We're just getting one of these Anytone radios working and just want to see what's going on. I got this Maverick that they sold at BridgeCom and just checking it out. Anyway, back to you.
Well, I got the same radio and I call 890 Anytone. And good luck. I had nothing but trouble with it. The number 5 update on the firmware seemed to fix a lot of the problems, but I got it when there was only, I think it was version 102. And man, did I struggle with that. They had firmware mistakes, and right now the things that really bug me is the frequency shift when I go from DMR to NXDM. But I think they got pretty much the other problems fixed when the version 5 upgrade. What kind of hotspot are you using it with? Right now you're probably going through a repeater. I'm going through the Mount Clemens repeater.
I'm using the Warren repeater, and it, I've been using it for quite a while. It does pretty well, and I'm happy with it. Also, I have a UV-878-2, and I'll tell you, I have the 4, the upgrade for the firmware, number 4 version or whatever, and it's been a great radio so far. I've had a lot of fun with it, and talked to some people all over the world, but you know, still getting, still learning. So, yeah, back to you.
Okay, well, I got both of them, the 878 and also the Minitone 890. And, yeah, the 878 did a pretty good radio. Once you got the bugs out of it, it wasn't as buggy as the 890 or the Maverick. And the Maverick has problems with the duplex hotspots. That's the reason why I ask you what kind of hotspot do you have. I assume you use it occasionally with a hotspot. Go ahead.
I don't use a hotspot right now. I've been thinking about getting one. I'm still on the fence because I'm surrounded by these repeaters that are amazing. I really don't do much traveling with a radio. But I've been looking at them, so I know there's a lot of stuff going on out there, a lot of different types and brands and things, and I'm a little bit confused, but I don't want to spend $500 for one of those Bridgecom ones, or, you know, it's just, this is all just a new hobby to me. I'm 73 years old, and I decided when I retired here, I'd find a new hobby, so DMR is one of my new hobbies. Back to you.
Well, I guarantee you're going to have a lot of fun, and enjoying the challenges of DMR to understand it, but it's not that bad, and it works very well. It's my favorite of all the amateur digital modes. The C4 FM, not bad, but...
Okay, well, thank you, Dave. I appreciated talking to you. Hopefully you have some good luck and with this next phase you want to go to, so... I understand a lot of the new radios are going to be going sort of that way. So it's still, I don't know what's going to happen. But anyway, nice talking to you, 73, Dave.
You said the magic words. I'm waiting for the next phase. I got, 3 DMR, 4 DMR radios right now. So, and I'm talking on the oldest one right now. This is an old Hi-Terra radio. It doesn't have any directory in it or anything. So C373, good talking to you. KF8SCR, this is N6WY, clear.
Roger that. This is KF8FCR, we're clear, and we'll talk to you soon. See you.
NACAF, NACAF, KE8LAF.
KF8GSD.
NHFAU Grand Rapids.
Howdy, howdy, KF8GSD, listening.
Afternoon, or good evening, actually. Yeah. Oh, just stepped out to grab my bike and heading back to work. And, I reconfigured my zones in my radio. So I got the 3 repeaters that I usually hit on the way into work all in one place, and only get the statewide ones in. So it's a lot easier to navigate when I have to change channels than having a zone list that's long.
Sweet. Glad to hear. I was just doing some zone.
All right. That, yeah, just... I'm just getting ready to head out on trip starting Monday, going down to South Haven to the state park there, and I'm thinking about grabbing my HF rig out of the basement and do some 10-meter and 6-meter stuff on my days off there, and I've heard that 6 has been quite open lately to Europe and Asia both.
Glad to hear. I know HF was something I wanted to get into, but with the college semester starting up here in the next few weeks, I won't be able to have time to study for the general or even take the exam or purchase equipment. But I'm glad to hear that you're able to make it through some of those bands over there. I'm pretty much stuck on, what is it, VHF and UHF for the time being. Still really fun to play with, though.
Is that any good for you, Mobile? Yeah, I was a tech for, probably about 15 years before I got my advanced and then my extra. So, done a lot of work on VHF and UHF before getting into HF as much as I did, but I have had a lot of fun on 10 FM and also 6 FM. One night we thought the bands were closed, me and a buddy of mine in town, and we were talking on 10 meters, and all of a sudden I hear a voice from Alabama saying, "Oh, by the way, the band is open," and we ended up QF line back up to 6 meters on 52.525, and actually was able to work each other up there as well. So it was kind of an interesting evening for sure. I'm going to take a quick standby here. I got to deal with a parking gate here to get into my lot, so sometimes it's a little kicky. So I'll be back in a second. Any different you, Mobile?
No problem. I'll be standing by. KFA-GSB.
Any different you, Mobile? Yeah, I guess I'm still working. It let me back in the lot, so. Oh, shoot. Yep. With the fun spots like the way it is, the upper bands are really fun to play with now. I think the farthest I ever worked simplex on UHF was 125 miles. And I got off work one night and I just thought about it. I go, I'll get my buddy a ham radio operator I knew over in Ontario call. And, I mapped it out. It was 125 miles from Bay City, Michigan to a little town north of Godrich, Ontario. And we started off on 2 meters, then we went back up higher, got to 450, and it was wide open. So a lot of fun and that. And I'm going to make this my final. I'll listen on you out here and have a good evening. I go back up and keep the TV station going. And it's after you, Mobile.
Well, thank you so much for all that interesting information there, too. Definitely want to get into HF. But I'll let you go over here, KFA-GSD Chris. I'll be clear for the time being. 73.
73 is, we'll talk to you later. And it's after you, Mobile, clear.
He will echo 8 Lima Alpha X-ray, modified my speaker mic and seeing if this is any better. KEAX, I'll be quick.
This is KFA-GSB. I hear you loud and clear with your new mic. It sounds really good. I'll be standing by and listening.
I appreciate it. It's not a new mic, but I've been getting complaints about it being muffled. So I took it apart and realized that the hole for the microphone that I thought was a hole is actually just look, so I opened it up a little bit and hoping that's not muffled anymore.
Well, I'm not sure how muffled it was back then, but it's definitely clear and legible, so I'll give you that right there. KFA-GSB, I'll be clear but hanging around over here. Congratulations on repairing your mic.
Thank you so much. 73, and I'll be monitoring KE8LAX.